We continue while learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Tavi ben Menachem, Rishon Chaim Yaakov, Vinichav Shaliya. We are in Mori Katan, Perigimel, Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah here is going to tell us that there are certain customs that we typically have during a Levaya or during Avelus, which will not apply on Chol HaMoed, except for a very close family member. So Mishnah says like this, Ein Korin, when it comes to the ripping, the rending of the garments. So that's something we don't do, except, as the Mishnah will say, for Krov of Shelmes, for the close, the seven closest relatives. So Ein Korin, on Chol HaMoed, Velo Choltzin, and that's where we bare the shoulders, we expose the shoulder, which was a practice, we don't have that today, but that's a practice that that people had to expose the shoulder on the way to the Levaya. And Ve'ein Mavrin. Mavrin is the Sudas Havrab, which is the first meal that should be, that's brought to the Avelim, that should not be from their own food, should be from someone else's food. So this is something we will not do on Chol HaMoed, Ela Krova Shalmes, except for the relatives of the deceased. So even if people would have the practice of doing this, of having these customs for people they felt very close with, nonetheless, this only applies to the closest family, the closest relatives. And the Bar Tuna gives you the list. Le'imo, le'aviv, levno, levito, mother, father, daughter, son and daughter, le'achiv, le'achoso, brother and sister, ulishto, and his wife. So these shiva mesim shechayav lis'abel aleihem. Oh, but al shol krovim, says the Bar Tanura, she'eno chayav lis'abel aleihem, ein korin aleihem b'moed. This, we don't do the kriya on the moed. But then he gives an exception. V'lo amarn ela she'eno chacham adam kasher balmasim. This is only true. The person wasn't a chacham, a scholar, another kasher, a very special person, a very holy person, balmas, a person who's very involved in chesed, aval chacham shemes, hakol korova v'hakol korin alav afilu b'moed. But a chacham who passes away, then everyone's considered their relative, and everyone rends their garments, even b'moed. V'chein al adam ha'muchzok b'kashus chasidus, the Bar Tanura continues. Person who's a very pious person, a very righteous person. V'chol ha'omed b'shas yitzias neshama al kol adam Yisrael. Or if someone is present when the person passes away, the time of yitzias neshama, chayv l'kroa, you're obligated to do so, v'afilu b'moed, even on the moed. And then he gives you the general rule when it comes to kriya. Kriya laviv alimo hi b'chol bigadav ad shemegales libo. When it comes to rending the garments for parents, so it is all the clothing you're wearing. That's the halacha. A person is wearing a suit, so you have to rip the shirt and the suit jacket as well. Ad shemegales libo, until you uncover the heart. You rip for parents on the left side, and it's more than a tefach. And then he goes on to tell you in terms of sewing the clothing up, is that something that we allow or not? So that's what the Mishnah is saying. In this, the halach of kriya, should the many exceptions besides, as we said, besides the seven closest relatives, but seven closest relatives on Chol HaMoed we can, but for other people we do not. And the same thing would be true when it comes to choltzin, right? The idea that we either tear the clothing or expose the shoulder through that as we walk to the levi, as we walk with the coffin, with the Aron. So once again, only on Chol HaMoed for the seven closest relatives, and the Sudas Havra, as we said as well, that's based on the Pasuk in Chesel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, V'lechem anashim lo sochel. So the food of other people you should not eat. Where if you remember that Yecheskel, the certain halachos of Avelos that applied to him when his wife passed away in other areas of Avelos that would not apply, like Pe'ercha Chavoshalacha, maybe the most famous of all. Hashem says, you should wear tefillin, as opposed to someone who, an avel, who does not wear tefillin on the first day. So once a year is another a restriction that would not apply. Elechem anashim lo tochel, meaning you should not eat the food of other people, since he was told this halach. The implication was, of course, is that mourners in general should be eating food that was paid for and prepared by other people. So once again, this halach does not apply except to the closest relatives on Chol HaMoed. Ve'in mavrin ela almita zekufa. Not only that, when we bring this Sudas Havra, it should be brought on a mita zekufa, a straight bed, a setup bed, and it seems that one of the practices they had in the times of the Mishnah was that and what we call kfiyas hamita, which is turning over the beds, turning over the benches, whatever it is that people had in the house. So here's what it's saying is that when it comes to the bringing of the food, it would be on a mita zakufa. And the Bar Tanur makes this point. Afilu besoch beso ein mavrino so el al mitos kfuri. So we say, okay, maybe you're doing it in public, but no, even in the house, we bring it, we don't bring it on mitos kfuyos. Sheregilin mishori mos hashana, says the Bar Tanur, kol krovav umishalibo gaspo lecholimo al mita kfuri la'aretz. They would always bring the food on a turned over bed. Now we turn over the beds that people sleep on, but turn over the beds or whatever. Wherever you bring some, you have a table, so that would be turned over as well. Uva moed ein marvin el amitos zakufos. We bring them on the straight beds, mita zakufa. That's what it means. No kfiyas amita. And then the Mishnah continues. Ein molichin levesa avel. So we don't bring food to the house of the avel. The Mishnah is going to give you, and this is true, by the way, when regarding the Suda Savra, whether it's Moed or Bechol. And we'll see, the Mishnah will understand why that is based on the Gemara. The Mishnah says, you don't bring the food, the Suda Savra, in these fancy kelim. So, for example, lo betavla, not on a tray, velova is kutla, which is Bar Tanur says kimin shulchan katan shel kesef o shelzav o zechukis, like on a small table of silver or gold or glass, and then he says he thinks it's a kara shel kesef. But even on a tavla, on a tray, is a derech of kavod, which we should avoid. Velo bikanon, not in a basket that's decorated, ela b'salam, rather in plain baskets made of Rava Klufa, it's like a wicker basket, and the reason the Gemara says is in order to avoid embarrassing the Aniyim. The Gemara brings a brisa, but Rishona, how you molichin bevesa avel Ashirim bekalso shel kesef. Do you bring to the Ashirim who are sitting Shiva the food, you bring them in these very fancy silver baskets, vishelzav or gold, the Aniyim, the salin itzorim shel Rava Klufa, and for Aniyim in these wicker baskets, vo Aniyim is baishim. So iskinu shuakol. Not to embarrass the enemy. You have a similar idea of what used to happen. The Gemara has in Suvos speaks about Rav Gamliel Takana, that he said he should be brought out in certain shrouds, basic shrouds, and the Aron should be a basic wood. And this is also not to embarrass people who don't have the money. The Gemara even speaks about that people would leave the mace, so embarrassed to bring them to burial because they didn't have the money in order to give the kavod that other people were capable of doing because of their affluence. They know in Birkas Avelim b'Moed, we don't make the Birkas Avelim on Chol HaMoed. Now, Birkas Avelim is something we do not do today, but people would gather, this would be done in the street, to be done in Rechava Shalir, people doing the base Avel as well. The Gemara in Ksuvas has this Nusach, and there are other Nuschos as well of Brachos that was said in the base Avel, assuming you had Panim Chadashos, you would only say them each of Day of Shiva if indeed there were new people who hadn't visited the days before. But the Nusach of one of the Brachos, at least the Birchas Avelim, was Baruch Menachem Avelim. And that was something that was not done, even though we bury on Chol HaMoed. We do not say the Birchas Avelim. Aval Omdin Bashura, but, and we do this today, we stand in a line at the Kever Menachem, and we do say Hamakim Menachem, Ufotim Esarabim, and then we dismiss everybody. And the idea, of course, is that we don't continue the Shiva at that time. We tell them to go home. And others say a potenus harami means we tell people that they're exempt from making the shura after the moed because they already done it on the moed. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Ein manichin es hamita barachov shelo lahargil es ahesped. So on the moed as well, chol hamoed, when we have a levaya, we don't leave the coffin, the aron, in public on the street as we would do on a chol on a weekday, shelo lahargil asahesbi, not to awaken people to inspire them to give a eulogy, because we're not allowed to give a eulogy. So you leave the mace there, so then people want to give a eulogy, give a hesped. We avoid that as well. V'lo shel nashim, and if it's a mitov, it's an aron of a woman who passed away, then la'olam, then we never leave that in public, kavod, because it's not kavod for a woman to be sitting the body of a woman be there in public. It's a genial isha, says the Rambam. Some say based on fluids that may secrete from the body that may be embarrassing. And then there's some discussion. The Gemara says that's only true when it comes to a woman, let's say, who passed away, God forbid, because of chaya, because of giving birth, because then there may be more blood, but other women we can. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, that applies even to other women as well. We don't leave them in public because Vatamas Shom Miriam Vatikaver Shom. And based on that, it sounds like she passed away and she was buried Samach Lemisa Kvura immediately without leaving the body in public. Then the Mishnah concludes, Nashim Bamoed Me'anos Avolo Mitapchos. Regarding the eulogy itself, or regarding the time at the Levaya, there were dirges that were sung. In general, people, even women, even hired for this purpose, but it says women, they can sing the dirges on Chol HaMoed, they cannot betapchos, they cannot clap. That we avoid, which is where they would clap their hands or on their thigh. That we should avoid on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, hasmuchos la-mita mitapchos. Even on Chol HaMoed, he says the women who are next to the mita are able to do mitapchos, to do the clapping that was customarily done, but not further away from the mita, not when they're further away from the aron.